starting, Ryan. The Mets showing some offense here to get the game going.
Yeah, great job by the right-handed hitting shortstop for the St. Lucie Mets, Tillian, taking it the other way to right field for a solid single. Now runners on first and second, still one out. We have the little meeting on the mound coming here with the catcher heading up to see his pitcher, talk things over, see how they're going to face the cleanup man, William Lugo, here.
So an important series for the Palm Beach Cardinals. They have had some success over the last 10 games with a 6-4 record. After a rough month of May, trying to close June out strong, but a lot of improvement. Like I mentioned, Ryan, the no-hitter brought a lot of hope to this organization. And with a bunch of young prospects that everybody has their eye on, so you know, you can only think that this back half of the season might be a good one for the Palm Beach Cardinals. And then you have the Mets that are just consistently good in this division, taking the first half crown in the division. You know, so a big series to open things up here in Jupiter.
Yeah, nothing to get you going like a combined no-hitter.
Oh, yeah.
Second pitch to Lugo is a curveball down and out. 1-1.
Yeah, Cornwell comes into the game on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals with a 6.20 ERA. He's definitely going to want to improve on that.
There go the runners, and the ball is passed behind the catcher, Aaron McKeithen.
A double steal. Look at that.
But both runners will have to head back to their respective bases, as apparently it was called a foul ball at the plate.
All right. Maybe not. So the Mets showing that they're going to be aggressive in this first inning with one out.
I like it. Trying to manufacture some runs, taking nothing for granted against the third-place team in the division. Next pitch coming from Cornwell. Swung on by Lugo. Foul, but getting out of the inning. First strikeout here from Cornwell.
Yeah, big strikeout now with two outs. Runners threatening on the bags. Omar De Los Santos at the plate now with a .263 average. 30 RBIs, 8 home runs. A lot of power on this Mets lineup, Ryan.
Yeah, that was a big strikeout indeed. That was one of the major things you want in that situation. Two men on, one out. Either a strikeout or a double play. Got the strikeout as the first pitch came in to De Los Santos in for strike one.
Yeah, that was big indeed. Yep.
Cornwell set, ready for the next pitch. Runners going again. Grounded foul down the third base side. Aggressiveness indeed by the St. Lucie Mets.
Yeah, I was just going to say, they're going to challenge McKeithen. They're going to challenge Cornwell, it looks like. And with two outs, why not?
Interesting to see the runner going from first with the left-handed pitcher on the mound.
Yeah.
Don't usually see it, but gotta love the aggressiveness here. It's quickly an 0-2 count here to the St. Lucie Mets right fielder. Cornwell set, ready for the next pitch. Runner's going again. This pitch is again grounded down the third base side, foul.
So De Los Santos staying alive, getting some contact.
So the runners will slowly make their way back to the bases. Cornwell doing a good job so far finding the strike zone. 14 pitches, 11 of them for strikes.
Yeah, he's going to try to get out of this jam here with an 0-2 count. Strikeout would be big. Here comes the pitch.
Runners, you can see, going again. The throw down to third, and he... Wow.
Ooh.
Really? I thought
I
he nabbed him at third.
I don't know.
He's called safe by the base umpire, Nelson Fraley.
I thought McKeithen had a laser line throw there, Ryan, that was right on the money and right on time.
It'd be a perfect throw. Very surprising call there. But it is 1-2 now. To Omar De Los Santos. Cornwell set, ready for the next pitch. Here it comes, down in the dirt.
You would think we're in St. Lucie with a call like that.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Yeah. Who knows? Looks safe, though. But anyway, runners advance, as you mentioned, Ryan. Second and third now. Two outs, though. 2-2 count.
Here we go. Cornwell ready for the next pitch. Got him with the changeup. Swing and a miss as Cornwell gets his second strikeout of the inning to finish it off. St. Lucie gets two hits, but nobody comes across. Here we go. Cardinals coming up for the bottom of the first.
It's getting breezy. The papers are flying all over the place. Ryan McDowell, Walter Works, folks. We'll be back, bottom of the first inning, with the Palm Beach Cardinals coming up on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Buck U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are back for the bottom of the first inning here. Cardinals ready for their first shot. Leadoff man, second baseman, Darlin Moquette, up to the plate. First pitch here, he squares up the bunt, but fouls it off down to his own dugout.
Yeah, if you hear me moaning and groaning, I'm in charge of keeping the papers from flying all over this room.
Very tough job tonight with all the wind going on here.
Yeah.
Next pitch coming from Hamill. Swung on. Foul behind us here. See if it's going to roll down to the fans. Doesn't look like it. It's quickly 0-2 to the Cardinals leadoff man. Next pitch. Swung on again. Foul once again behind the plate. It stays 0-2.
You can hear the breeze roaring here in Jupiter, Florida. A breezy night at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Breezy and beautiful here in sunny South Florida. Next pitch swung on again. Foul. This time down the first baseline. Still 0-2.
Yeah, very beautiful here.
Moquette going to make him work here as now it's the fifth pitch of the inning. Swung on, grounded to short. Picked up and throw just in time there to get the first out.
What a play. Wold with a nice catch at first.
Yeah.
A routine play, but, you know, you gotta make a perfect play there to get that out, Ryan. So nice defense there by the Mets, setting the tone here in this first inning.
Moquette hustling all the way down the line, telling you with a strong throw over there.
Oh, yeah. He made them work every inch for that out. You got to love that hustle, though, Ryan. You know, the Cardinals are also setting the tone there, letting it be known that they're going to play their hardest.
Definitely. You saw the aggressiveness in that top of the first from the Mets. Got to hustle back with the Cardinals. As the left fielder, Matt
nice
Chamberlain,
shot there.
Swings at the second pitch. Ooh. Shallow left field, but it is flagged down by a left fielder, Stanley Consuegra.
Yeah, Consuegra. Speedy Gonzalez Consuegra over there made it look easy. Nice little look. Could have looked a little bit like it might have fell in front of him. Could have had a chance, but man, he's fast out there.
Yeah, it did look like he was going to die down out there, but like you said, good job to race down to pick it off. Swing at the first pitch.
Ooh.
First baseman Brady Whalen.
Bullpen had to get out the way there.
That was a hot shot down there. Over to the Cardinals bullpen. Hamill is set, ready for a second pitch to Whalen. Here it comes. Curveball inside. Whalen had to dodge out of the way of that pitch. Hamill taking his time in this at-bat. He's set, wind up. Swung on and grounded. Foul down the first base side.
I would say it's the most exciting part of the season, Ryan, with the first half wrapping up. Now you really see teams kind of get into their own, and this is a Palm Beach. This one's ripped, Ryan. Whalen is going to knock this one. It stays in the park. He's going to try to go to second, and he makes it in easily.
Stand-up double here for the Cardinals' first baseman.
Wowzers.
Wow, that crack of the bat, I thought he had it all.
Man, it sure looked like it. He ripped it over by that 382 mark.
Gotta say, I'm disappointed, but we will take that.
Yeah, the light. Whalen able to just whale it right over there in the gap.
Whalen it as the Cardinals have their first hit of the ball game.
And that's got to be exciting if you're a Cardinals fan or if you're a part of this organization, because that was a great hit by Whalen, somebody that they really want to get going here. As this pitch is called strike one.
Good pitch there from Hamill in the inside corner to start off this at-bat against the Cardinals' cleanup man and catcher, Aaron McKeithen. McKeithen comes in with an early RBI chance with the man on second, two outs. Next pitch swung on, gets past the first baseman. Here he comes. Whalen rounding third, and he makes it in, but McKeithen is caught in a rundown at first.
He's going to be caught in a rundown, Ryan. And let me just tell you something. He was thinking whether he should have gone or not. And that hesitation, those couple of moments, ended the inning there. So the Mets are able to get the third out. But Whalen, in all that confusion and commotion, is able to come home. So a big run scored for the Cardinals. They coming out of this bottom of the first inning on top 1-0, and Ryan McDowell and Walter Works will be back after this commercial break on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. 1-0, Cardinals on top of the Mets.
Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are back for the top of the second inning. Alex Cornwell ready for his second inning work. Now pitching with a lead here. As the number six man in the lineup, the DH, Carlos Dominguez, steps up to the plate. Cornwell had a mixed first inning there. Gave up two hits, but also got two strikeouts. Cornwell, first pitch, Dominguez, big swing, deep left field, racing back, and making the catch out there is Matt Chamberlain.
Chamberlain, wow, what a catch out in left field. That was a beauty, Ryan.
Dominguez gave it a ride.
I mean, you got to think the wind had something to do with that at some point, because that was a rocket shot.
Definitely.
But it definitely slowed down, making its way out of the ballpark, and stayed right in. I'm talking the edge of the warning track, folks. Ryan, you saw that one. A beauty by Chamberlain.
Definitely. Great job racing out to catch that one just in front of the wall with Chamberlain.
That was huge.
Now we have the first baseman for the Mets, Jack Thomas Wald, step up to the plate. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Cornwell missing one. So you can hear the wind through our mics here. Next pitch swung on by Wald up the middle. Picked up and got him over there at first base. Good throw over there by shortstop Jeremy Rivas.
Yeah, Rivas to Whalen. Nice little scoop up and toss by Rivas. Routine play there. Nice job by the infield for the second out, Ryan.
Yeah, he really made that look easy, ranging to his left. Next up, right-handed hitting catcher, Brady Smith. Hopefully that's a small sample size out there for Smith with that .80 average.
The clouds are oncoming. You see them, Ryan. I don't know. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, keeping our fingers crossed we get to continue here.
Last night was, I know, a little crazy out here in the area. I don't know. Did it rain by you around here?
It did.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Crazy. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Cornwell's
just wanted to make sure we're on the same planet. Because last night was rough. I was happy we were able to get this game in today as the pitch comes in from Cornwell.
Ooh, just missing highs. Now it is a 1-2 count here from Cornwell to Brady Smith.
Tight strike zone.
Cornwell is set, ready for his next pitch. Here it comes. Just missing that outside corner. Smith able to even up the count here, 2-2 now. See what he throws here. Cornwell is set, ready for the next pitch. Gives him the heater.
Not even close.
Blows it right by him as Cornwell gets his third strikeout of the ball game, finishing off this second inning. Mets go down without a fight here. 1-2-3. Next up, Cardinals. See if they can add on to this one-run lead on the Palm Beach Cardinals radio network.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
We are back for the bottom of the second inning. Cardinals trying to see if they can add on to their lead here. DH John Torres coming up. Hamill ready for his next pitch. Wind up. Heater up and in. Called strike one. Thought that was going to be inside.
Hamill with a nice ceremony. Warming up before the game. Bringing the heat.
Slider way outside. Good job there by Torres laying off that pitch.
Just recorded his 15th pitch of the game with a 4.35 ERA. That's Hamill. As here comes the pitch.
Ooh, nice slider there. Got Torres reaching for it. Now he has him 1-2.
So Hamill on the mound, a 2021 third round pick, Ryan.
So next pitch was a curveball outside, 2-2. Here we go, set, swung on by Torres, deep down the right field line, foul, staying 2-2.
So a lot of eyes on Hamill since joining the Mets organization, spending some time here in St. Lucie trying to develop as this ball gets past the catcher, Smith.
Torres now runs this count full. Hamill, local kid, my hometown, West Palm Beach.
Oh, yeah. West Palm Beach.
Here we go. Represent. Payoff pitch swung on by Torres in the hole as it gets through the infielders for a single.
Nice hit by Torres right in between the third baseman Lugo and the second in the shortstop. I'm sorry, Junior Tillian. Nice clean hit, though. Nice base hit.
Yeah, he got just enough of it to get it past third and short there. The Cardinals start out this inning with the leadoff man on.
Now, all the reports state that the Palm Beach Cardinals, going into the second half of the season, are playing with a lot of confidence, and it shows here, Ryan, here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the pitch as this one
hits
first, and it's going to be turned for a double play. No, it's not. No, it's not.
As the relay is over the head of the pitcher covering, shortstop Rivas beats out the throw.
Yeah. Right over Hamill's head there.
As we will call that. He grounds into a fielder's choice and an error on the shortstop. Junior Tillian. Standing in is the right fielder, Elijah Cabell. Now with the man on first and one out here. First pitch. Slider outside. Good block there by Brady Smith.
Great block by Brady Smith. And right now, the Mets don't want any mishaps, Ryan. They want to do everything they can to keep this game. But the Mets are the type of team, they're a very good team, but when they do bad, it's usually self-inflicted, as this one is called strike. Count now 1-1.
Swung on there by Cabela. Pitch up and in. As you see, Tillian and Suarez, the middle infielders, pinched up the middle looking for that double play ball. Next pitch, Heater just missing that outside corner from Hamill. Now 2-1 here to the Cardinals right fielder. Hamill looks in, set, ready for his next pitch. Wind up, here it comes. Swung on, foul behind the plate. Now evening up the count, 2-2. No movement right now from Rivas over there at first base.
He's staying put, and right now, you got a 1-0 lead with one out. Do what you can to just keep a grip on it. Nothing crazy.
Ooh, as kickoff move.
Almost got him, Ryan. Nice attempt, though, by Hamill and Wold.
Rivas has to stay awake over there at first. Just barely missed getting picked off. He takes his lead again. Hamill set. Here comes the next pitch. Just high. Cabell now runs it full. Full count here, one out. Hamill looks over to first. Set, ready for the next pitch. Here it comes. Rivas off from first, but he takes it. Cabell takes strike three. As Rivas easily takes second base. Third baseman Sander Mora steps into the plate. RBI chance here with the shortstop standing at second base.
I'm just sitting here in awe of this win right now to the face, Ryan. It's
blowing.
It's the third man in the booth today, as you can hear, folks.
Just like that pitch blew right by the third baseman for the first strike.
Things are getting crazy.
And we're ready for a second pitch. Here it comes. Another heater swung on by Mora. Deep down the right field line. Foul. Quickly 0-2 here. Hamill set, ready for his 30th pitch of this ball game. Rivas with a good lead over there, a second. Next pitch. Wow, got the changeup swung on badly by Mora for the third out. Strikes out two in a row to finish off this inning as the Cardinals go down. Still 1-0 Cardinals. We'll be back in the top of the third inning for the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
From disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We are back for the top of the third inning here. Mets second baseman rounding out the lineup, the number 9 hitter, Albert Suarez. Lefty-lefty matchup here. As Cornwell is set, ready for his first pitch of the third inning. Swung on by Suarez, foul ball behind the plate.
Trying to bring you the sights and sounds of the game, but right now this wind has been overpowering.
All we have are the sounds for you right now.
Oh my goodness.
Cornwell set, ready for his next pitch. Here it comes. Swung on and just foul down the third base side. Suarez just a little late on that pitch. Suddenly the wind dies down.
Look at the flag now. That's pretty crazy. Definitely looks like a storm's on the way. You know, it's been...
Let's not say that. Let's cross our fingers here. Next pitch swung on by Suarez. Foul ball behind third base.
You know how it gets down here. Rains 1 minute. The next minute's beautiful.
Never know with the weather down here in South Florida. So now it's 0-2 here from Cornwell. Next pitch swung on by Suarez to left field and caught by Matt Chamberlain out there in left for the first out.
Yeah, Chamberlain with a nice catch for out number one as Cornwell now is going to be approaching his 30th pitch of the game, Ryan, here in the top of the third inning. Still very close, though. 1-0, just the lead for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Yeah, that play was much easier than the one he had to make against Carlos Dominguez, as the leadoff man, center fielder Alex Ramirez steps in.
Yeah, early on, Chamberlain has been busy out there.
Yeah, Ramirez takes his first pitch strike. Cornwell set, ready for the next pitch. Wind up, here it comes. Curveball just missing that outside corner, evening the count 1-1. Very limited fans here tonight, as is customary for Tuesdays. Next pitch swung on by Ramirez to first base. And Brady Whalen takes it himself for the free unassisted out.
Yeah, so out number two now in the books, ladies and gentlemen. And the Cardinals really shown some great defense so far early on in this game, along with some nice pitching from Alex Cornwell.
Yeah, definitely. Cornwell doing a good job here after the mixed first inning. Really settling in. as the Mets left fielder Stanley Consuegra steps in, takes the first pitch low, ball one. As we see papers still flying around here in the booth.
Yeah, the wind got mad at us there. He said, hang on.
Second pitch, curveball, catching the outside corner now.
Nice pitch by Cornwell.
Even now, 1-1 count. Cornwell coming with his 35th pitch. Ooh, got him with the changeup there. Consuegra now down, 1-2. Consuegra way out in front of that pitch. Cornwell ready, next pitch. Heater down. Now 2-2.
Nice job, McKeithen, keeping that one in front of him. Nobody out base, though, so wouldn't have done much, but nice to see as Cornwell sets up here for the pitch.
Yeah, count 2-2. He said it, McKeithen flashing the leather there. Consuegra swings at the next pitch, picked up by the shortstop. Nice pick over there by the first baseman, Brady Whalen, for the third out. What a fight, 1-2-3. Cardinals still lead 1-0. Here, Ryan McDowell, Walter Works on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We are back here at the bottom of the third inning. Cardinals seeing if they can add on here. Bottom of the order, center fielder Adenson Cruz stepping in, swinging at the first pitch. Shallow center field as Alex Ramirez steps in to make the easy play for the first out. A little over eager there, Adenson Cruz, swinging at the first pitch for an easy pop out.
Yeah, trying to do everything he can to bottom of the third, Ryan, but we'll see what Moquette can do.
Yeah, back to the top of the order here. Hamill with the first pitch curveball, catching that outside corner for the first strike. Moquette taking now second strike. Quickly 0-2 here for Hamill. Good heater there. Hamill working quickly now. Next pitch, swung on, swing and a miss here by Moquette. Quickly down, 1-2-3. Strike three. Hamill quickly now with his third strikeout of the ballgame.
Hamill bringing the fire with another strikeout there. So that's out number two, like you said, Ryan. Very important for Hamill to have a quick inning here as Chamberlain shows bunt.
Pulls back and... it is ball one. Chamberlain swings at the next pitch. Deep center field. Alex Ramirez ranging and making the play for third out of the ballgame. As the Palm Beach Cardinals go down quickly here. 1-2-3. Two flyouts and a strikeout. And it will stay 1-0 here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn.
Speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We are back for the top of the fourth inning here. Cornwell ready for his fourth inning work. Now having to deal with the middle of the lineup here for the St. Lucie Mets. Shortstop Junior Tillian stepping in. Lefty-righty matchup. Tillian steps into the right-handed hitting batter's box. Cornwell comes for the first pitch. Heater outside, ball one.
Tillian in that heart of the order in that three spot, trying to get things going for the division leading St. Lucie Mets here. Count 1-0. Here comes the pitch.
Down. Now 2-0 here to the Mets shortstop.
Yeah, Tillian already with one hit today, 1-on-1 for the day.
Yeah, Tillian only one of two guys here to get a base hit here against Cornwell, as the next pitch is down and in. 3-0 here to Junior Tillian. See if he has the green light here at 3-0.
Yeah, Tillian with some pop at the bat, but also speedy on the bags, the shortstop for the Mets. So regardless, they don't want to give him a free ride on base, as Cornwell just did.
That is what they do, though, as the next pitch is way outside, as Cornwell walks the leadoff man on four straight pitches here. Baseman William Lugo steps up to the plate. Lugo looking to do some damage here. Tillian has a good lead over there at first. First pitch from Cornwell, down and in. Good block there by Aaron McKeithen. Keep Rivas over there at first. Tillian, I'm sorry. Next pitch, swung on by Lugo behind the plate. Foul ball.
Lugo, 255 on the season, Ryan, so lots of potential there. But you see across the board with this Mets team, man, they're stacked with RBIs. You know, they got an offense that really can explode at any moment. It's, here comes the pitch.
Snap throw over the first.
Ooh.
Just barely missed him as Whalen swung around to make the tag. Tillian just able to get back.
Yeah, Palm Beach playing some heads-up defense there.
Gotta love it. Now the count is 2-1 here. Cornwell, next pitch comes in. Swung on. Lugo, short right field as it drops in front of the right fielder, Cabell.
Tillian going to hold on second as that throw comes in a little funky, but nice hit there by the Mets. Now, you're seeing some timely hitting, Ryan, something that the Mets really, you know, you see a lot of when they catch themselves, you know, trailing or something like that, they seem to always rally and get back in the game. And it's not always a big home run. You see a lot of timely hitting like we're seeing here in this top of the fourth inning.
Yeah, kind of resilience you would expect from a division-leading team here.
Yeah, and as I mentioned before, with the start of the second half underway in this Florida State League East, a lot of hope for the Palm Beach Cardinals, and you're seeing it in action as we speak here at the Dean, as this one is called strike, 0-1 the count.
First pitch there from Cornwell to the Mets right fielder, Omar De Los Santos.
Thursdays at the Dean. Don't forget, fans in the stands Wednesday, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, as this one is called Ball 1-1 at the Dean. $1, $2, and $3 beer specials, Ryan.
Wow. Is it really 4 days? I thought it was just Thursday.
No, it's just Thursday.
Oh, okay.
But on that day, it's $1, $2, and $3 beer specials. Unbelievable.
Next pitch outside. Now 2-1 here to the Mets right fielder.
Now, did you know that every third Friday of the month is all-you-can-eat night?
I did not.
What's that about? We got to find out what that's about. As here comes the pitch.
I know what I'm doing. Next pitch swung on, grounded just in front of the right, in front of the plate.
Wow.
Picked up by the pitcher, thrown, but De Los Santos beats it out.
What hustle by De Los Santos, Ryan. He flew to first. I mean, that one was just dribbling in front of the catcher. McKeithen doing a good job getting to it. I thought it was hit or miss there. Could have gone either way, but listen, you got to respect the hustle, right? Save at first, and now the bases are loaded here with nobody out, folks, and the Mets looking to get things going.
Definitely. You talked about the pop up and down this lineup, but let's look at the hustle for a second. Cornwell is set, ready for the first pitch to Carlos Dominguez as it is swung on, driven down the left field side. Foul. Cornwell, top of the fourth inning here. Bases loaded. Nobody out to this point. With the DH up, Carlos Dominguez ready for the next pitch. Swung on deep down the right field line. Foul. Now 0-2.
Yeah, Dominguez, a power threat at the plate, Ryan, with 37 RBIs. Let me repeat that. 37 RBIs and 13 home runs on the season.
I was going to say, look at those 13 home runs as well.
Let me finish. I was getting there.
Next pitch swung on by Dominguez. Foul behind the plate.
That's the problem in the same thing, see? Bases loaded here. Nobody out. This is a serious jam for Cornwell, Ryan, which you were mentioning, and I would agree. He's had a great showing until now.
Yeah, Cornwell's pitch count quickly running up as well. This one will be his 53rd pitch as it is swung on by Dominguez. Swing and a miss here. Good job by Cornwell. Now with his fourth strikeout of this ballgame.
Yeah, that was a big-time strikeout because you think he needed, I mean, you have to think, you know he needed to shift the momentum here, and that might have been it. With one out now, a big-time strikeout for Cornwell as he approaches his 54th pitch of the evening.
Oh, yes, yeah, this is the first baseman, Jack Thomas Walt, steps in. Lefty-lefty matchup here for Cornwell. First pitch coming in, swung on by Walt to short. The flip to second, he got him.
Oh,
but only
man.
One as the slide comes in.
Yeah, Rivas and Moquette there, just enough to get the out at second. Could have definitely been more, Ryan, there. I mean, they could have definitely used more. But just one out there, and the Mets are able to pull in even.
Yeah, the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas, just fumbled the ball over there trying to get it to his counterpart at second for the turn, but not able to do it. As you said, the Mets able to tie this ball game up as the catcher, Brady Smith, steps in.
It deflates the threat, though. You know, it's a lot better than bases loaded and nobody out. But now with two out, Cardinals quickly trying to get out of this inning and limit the damages. This one is called strike.
Nice curveball there at the top of the zone.
If Cornwell gets out of this inning with one run, you got to think it's mission accomplished, Ryan. Things could have gone a lot worse here, and it looked like that early on. But the Cardinals trying to bounce back here as here comes the pitch from Cornwell.
Swung on there by Smith, way out in front of it. Quickly 0-2 here from Cornwell. As you said, great job if he can do it to get out of this ball, out of this half inning here with only one run allowed. Swung on by Smith, swing and a miss as Cornwell is now out of this inning with his fifth strikeout of the ball game. But it is a tie ball game here, 1-1. We will be back for the bottom of the fourth inning. Cardinals-Mets tied 1-1.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back here for the bottom of the fourth inning here. Dominic Hamill coming in now to a tie ball game. Cardinals middle of the order coming up. First baseman Brady Whalen stepping in. Taking first pitch outside. Ball one.
At the Dean. Bottom of the fourth inning. That's right, Ryan.
Next pitch coming in from Hamill. Swung on by Whalen. Popped up to the third base side. Shortstop in left fielder racing to it.
And that's going to be Tillian? Let's see. Was that Tillian that got to it, the shortstop?
I believe it was Tillian. Was not sure if Consuegra made the catch, but...
Yeah, I'll tell you, they almost ran into them like a colliding train. Holy moly. Almost bumping into each other, but yeah, was Tillian able to get the first out there for the Mets? And I'm telling you, it's that breeze, Brian, that hidden breeze as it calms down now, but it will roar back. That showed in that little pop-up there. First out, though.
Here comes the cleanup man. Catcher Aaron McKeithen as he swings at the first pitch, popping it behind the plate right above us on the roof for the first strike. Hamill coming with his 40th pitch of this ballgame. Time call at the plate. McKeithen wants an extra few seconds to rewrap his gloves, take another practice swing.
The clouds are slowly approaching.
Here comes Hamill way outside, now evening the count, 1-1. All fielders here playing straight up to McKeithen as the next pitch comes in. Swing and popped up to the infield. Who's going to get it as the second baseman? Albert Suarez calls everybody off to make the second out.
Yeah, Suarez trying to avoid what seems to have been... You know, all night you just see the ball pop up in the air and kind of change a little direction and people getting confused here and there. But he did a good job there, Suarez, that is, of calling everybody off and securing the second out here.
Yeah, he said it. The wind really confusing these fielders here as the DH, John Torres, steps in. Taking the first pitch inside as he had to back out of the way of that one. Ball one.
Yeah, Hamill looking to have a quick inning.
Heater bouncing in front of his catcher here. Now 2-0 here to the Cardinals DH. Hamill ready for his next pitch. Wind up. Swung on by Torres. Down third base side. And foul. Now 2-1 here. Hamill set, ready for his next pitch. Wind up, here it comes. Swung on again, foul behind the plate here. It is a 2-2 count. Deuces wild here at the Dean. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Next pitch comes in. Swung on, short. Ooh. Just foul. First base side. As Jack Thomas Wold's not able to get a hold of that one. Looks like he was confused. It's that ball jammed up, Torres.
Little blooper out there.
Yeah. Hamill coming in for his next pitch. Check swing back to the pitcher and flip over to first here for the third out. So the Cardinals go down without a fight here. 1-2-3. Taking over play-by-play duties will be my partner here, Walter Works. Ryan McDowell here for the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
It's an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org.
We are back at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter Works alongside Ryan McDowell. Here in the top of the fifth inning, Ryan, and we see a 1-1 tie with the Cardinals really challenging the Mets, showing that they're no joke and they're in it to win it in this division.
I love it. Bottom of the order here for the St. Lucie Mets. Albert Suarez tapping it back to the pitcher. Nice job there from Cornwell to pick it up and throw it over to his first baseman for the out.
Yeah, nice job by the defense here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Cornwell approaching his 59th pitch of the evening.
As we see a little activity over here in the Cardinals bullpen, it is number 43, right-hander Roy Garcia.
That's right. Roy Garcia looks to be warming up there in the pen. Cornwell with the pitch. Here it comes, and it's going to be down and away for ball one. Count 1-0. Cornwell now up to, it's going to be his 60th pitch. Cornwell versus Alex Ramirez. Here comes the pitch. This one catches the plate. Nice pitch though by Cornwell.
Good frame job as well by McKeithen behind the plate. Now 1-1 count. Cornwell, Ramirez deep down the right field line. Foul. 1-2.
So top of the fifth inning here, folks, at the Dean. What do you think so far of the game, Ryan?
I love it. Love a good pitcher's duel. Keeping it close.
Here comes the pitch. This one is going to be a nice breaking ball. Caught him. What a strikeout by Cornwell. That was a nasty breaking ball, Ryan. Look at that.
Ramirez completely frozen at the plate as he walks back dejected to his own dugout.
That was a nasty pitch.
He could not do anything with that one.
That's out number two here as Consuera comes up at the plate. 256 average, 24 RBI, 7 home runs. Here comes the pitch. This one called
ball one.
Ball one.
That one finds the dirt. Good block there by McKeithen behind the plate.
The Mets 4 hits, Cardinals 3 hits. Here comes the pitch inside, but it's going to be a strike.
Wow.
Caught the inside of the plate, it seems, Ryan, so the count now 1-1. Nice pitch, though, by Cornwell.
Okay.
That tight strike zone.
Cornwell's next pitch high outside. Now 2-1 here. Might be the end of the road here for Cornwell. Garcia looks to be warming up quickly.
And this one is chopped over to the shortstop, thrown over, easy play for out number three. So Rivas to Whalen gets the Cardinals out of the inning, folks. We're going to be back at the Dean. The Cardinals with a chance to pull out in front. We are tied 1-1. We'll be back on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. Walter Works and Ryan McDowell.
Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are back at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter in a breezy evening here in Jupiter, Florida.
Definitely is. You see those flags keep on moving out there in right field.
Breezy and cloudy, but this game has been pretty exciting if you like defensive matchups and pitching duels.
Game also breezing by here. 6-7-8 coming up for the Cardinals as the shortstop Jeremy Rivas fouls the first pitch. Behind the plate, ball, strike one.
Hamill having a very efficient game, you have to admit, Ryan. Now in the bottom of the fifth inning here, which is 48th pitches. Wow.
Next pitch in the dirt to the left-hand hitting batting box.
So approaching his 50th pitch and nobody warming up in the pen, as we mentioned during the break, Ryan. Hamill is, as this one is called, strike. Nice pitch there by Hamill. The count now 1-2.
Good strike there, catching that inside corner. Yeah, Hamill definitely looking like he's going to go far here in this ball game. Next pitch, high. Evening the count here, 2-2.
Here comes the pitch from Hamill to Rivas. This is going to be called ball. Just missed that tight strike zone, Ryan, so the count now is full. Could have gone either way there.
Yeah.
We'll see how Hamill reacts.
Home plate umpire Gary Griffin taking a while to make that call.
And this one is smacked to center field, but it's going to be easily caught by the center fielder Ramirez for the Mets. Now that's out number one. So a nice rip, but right to the center fielder, doing what he had to do, out number one. And that's going to bring up Cabell, Ryan. So Cabell going to try to get his first hit of the day here.
Yeah, good contact there by Rivas, but unfortunately, basically right at the center fielder, Ramirez.
Big swing and a miss there by Cabell for strike number one. Hamill showing some good stuff. It's going to be his 55th pitch here in the bottom of the fifth inning. You got to love it.
Staying inside here against Cabell. Next pitch, way inside, ball one.
Here comes the pitch from Hamill. That one going to be called strike. Nice pitch there.
Wow, I don't know how he let that one go. Nice heater there. Up 1-2 now is Hamill.
Here comes the pitch now from Hamill. Breaking ball, foul tipped. Going to be 1-2 now.
Looked like he fooled him there with that curveball. Cabell out in front. Just able to ground it foul down the third base side.
Here comes the pitch from Hamill. And another foul tip. So Cabell staying alive now with the count 1-2 with one out. Cardinals look like they could have gotten something going on offense in the last couple innings. Hopefully something here. Here comes the pitch from Hamill. This one is looked at, called ball.
Good discipline here from Cabell.
Yeah, Cabell getting back into this sequence here with the count 2-2.
Yeah, watching that curveball drift to the outside.
Ooh. And a pitch that Cabell probably would want to take back. Kind of caught himself in a check swing there and ended up going, Ryan. So a big-time strikeout for Hamill. That was his second pitch, 60th pitch, I'm sorry, of the game. And with nobody warming up in the pen, you got to be happy if you're the Mets right now. And here comes the pitch from Hamill to Mora. Mora showing bunt. Going to be called strike as he pulls away anyway, so count 0-1. You got to be happy if you're the Mets organization right now, if you're this Mets team, and if especially if you're Coach Robbie Robinson of what you see in Hamill. Here comes the pitch, and this one is going to be chopped to the third baseman. Going to get to it, the throw over to first, and the out. What a play, Ryan, by Lugo. Nice. Lugo to Wold for out number three.
Nice play by Lugo. Knew he didn't have time with the speedy Mora hustling his way down the line. Just able to bare hand that ball, making a strong throw over there at first.
So the Cardinals now going to be back on defense. The Mets with another crack at it. We'll see what happens. We're knotted at one, ladies and gentlemen. Palm Beach Cardinals 1, St. Lucie Mets 1 here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter Works and Ryan McDowell. We will be back on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Walter Works, Ryan McDowell, back with you here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. On this Tuesday night, kicking off this series with the St. Lucie Mets visiting the Palm Beach Cardinals. Roy Garcia now in the game for relief for your Palm Beach Cardinals as his first pitch is called strike one. Junior Tillian in the game at the plate here. That's going to be a ball. Count now 1-1. Tillian, 269 average. 24 RBI, 7 home runs.
Yeah, curveball there from Garcia running outside. Whoa, next pitch. Losing the release point there as it's way outside. McKeithen not able to get a handle on it.
Yeah, Garcia coming in, pitching fast, pitching aggressive. Now with a 2-1 count, here comes the pitch to Tillian. As this one skims him inside, did it hit him? No, just missed him. So that's going to be ball three.
Good job playing dodgeball there from Tillian.
Yeah. Garcia coming in fast and aggressive. Here comes the pitch. This one is going to be ripped between second and first, and Moquette can't get to it. So Tillian able to get a base hit. Nice hitting by the Mets. Able to start things off here, Ryan, in the top of the sixth inning. So Tillian, the speedy Tillian on first, bringing up William Lugo.
Yeah, great job by Tillian going opposite way. Right in between first and second here for his second hit of the ball game.
Yeah, not a good start for Roy Garcia on the mound. Here comes the pitch. Garcia against Lugo. That one going to be called strike.
Catching that inside corner there.
Yeah, Garcia regrouping there with some nice control. So Garcia with a 5.91 ERA. You know he's going to want better results than that. Going to work on it now as this one is ripped over to the right fielder. And that's Corbell going and tracking it down, Cabell, in right field for out number one. Tillian getting back to first safely.
Yeah, Lugo, good contact on that one, but just got under it, making an easy fly out to Cabell out there on right.
Yeah, bringing up Omar De Los Santos. to the plate. 30 RBIs, 8 home runs on a season. The right fielder going to try to move Tillian on the bags. Here comes the pitch from Garcia. That's going to be called strike one.
No movement over there from Tillian at first. Like you said, with his speed, would like to see him on the move here pretty soon.
Yeah, you got to know it's coming, Ryan, with this team, the Mets, being aggressive on the bags, especially when they're even or down, as that one is called strike 0-2.
Good changeup there by Garcia, catching the outside corner now, 0-2.
Historically this season, when the Mets have been down, they've done everything it takes to try to climb back, as this one is smacked over to the shortstop, going to be over to second, and turning, not turning the double play. And what a beating it is De Los Santos, Ryan. Nice hustle there. Rivas was able to get it to Moquette for the out at second. Moquette not able to get it to Whalen for the double play, but give it up to De Los Santos, man. Looking like a track legend running it down at first.
You said it. Great speed down the line from De Los Santos. Taking away the double play from the Cardinals. Keeping the inning alive here for the St. Louis Mets.
Yeah, Garcia hoping for a double there, but not enough as we head here in a showdown with Dominguez. Here comes the pitch as he's going to swipe second or attempt to, and he gets there in time.
Bad throw there from the catcher, Aaron McKeithen.
Yeah, De Los Santos showing more of that speed, Ryan, aiming up, but of course he's going to put that helmet back on and take that healthy lead at second. Nice swipe there by the Mets as they now have a threat on second with two outs. Here comes Garcia's pitch to Dominguez. Big swing and a miss, Ryan. And Dominguez, another big bat, right? We talk a lot about these big bats. 37 RBIs on the season, 13 home runs, the designated hitter in tonight's game for the Mets.
Yeah, Dominguez would love to put something in the gap here, give the Mets the lead.
Yeah, 1-1, top of the sixth inning. The time is now with a runner at second. Here comes the pitch.
There he goes.
As he's swiping third, Ryan, safe is De Los Santos. So from first to second, from second to third, De Los Santos is able to swipe third too, Ryan. Super impressive how the Mets are handling this with two outs, being aggressive on the bags, and you got to think that Garcia is just a little bit rattled in relief here.
Yeah, we talked about the aggressiveness early in this ballgame by the St. Louis Mets. Continuing here.
Here comes the pitch from Garcia. Breaking ball, not catching any of the plate there, though. Just missing. That's going to be ball two. So count now 2-2 with De Los Santos on third. Looks like he's in a little bit of pain. Not really showing it in his productivity as he takes third there before. Here comes the pitch. And that's going to be a fastball down and away. So ball three now. The count full, Ryan, and this is not where Garcia wants to be.
Yeah, great block there by McKeithen. Keeping De Los Santos over there at third. They would not like to give away a run here.
So with a full count now, Garcia versus Dominguez. Top of the sixth inning, 1-1. Mets threatening. Here comes the pitch. And it's going to be a swing and a miss. What a pitch by Garcia to get the Palm Beach Cardinals out of the inning. A big-time strikeout. And the Cardinals able to get out of this one, staying alive in the tie. 1-1 here at the Dean. How about that, Ryan?
Great. Staying in it.
In it to win it.
De Los Santos made his way all the way, beating out that play at first, grounding into a fielder's choice, stealing two bases, but unable to come around to score.
That's right, folks. Baseball on a Tuesday night. We're going to try to beat the clouds and get this one in. We're tied at one. Walter Works and Ryan McDowell here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
You're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we are back here at the Dean, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Jupiter, Florida. We are tied at one, folks, here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Hamill still in the game, Ryan, with nobody warming up in the pen, and a big swing and a miss with Addison Cruz up at the bat. But you got to be impressed with the stuff Hamill has, right? He's had the stuff. He's got a 4.02 ERA in the season, so a lot of hope there. Talk about a bounce-back game, man. He's been super impressive here as the count is 1-1.
Yeah, great job giving these Mets a lot of length here. Already into his sixth inning of work. 65th pitch of the ball game here.
That's right. 65th pitch of the ball game in the books just now, and that's going to be ball two. So 2-1 the count. Hamill pitching quick here. Here comes the pitch. This one fouled, so it's going to be 2-2 here.
Hot shot over there to the Cardinals dugout. 9-1-2 hitters here for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Hamill now slowly back to the plate now, getting his pitch. Here it comes. Hamill to Cruz.
Ooh,
up and inside. Going to be now a full count.
Cruz had to lean out of the way of that pitch. Now running the count full.
Here comes the pitch. This one is going to be chopped over to third. Easily handled. And the out from Lugo to Wold. Out number one in the books there. Now bringing up Darlin Moquette.
Yeah, nice job by Lugo over there at third. Making that play look routine. Picking up, making a strong throw over there to his teammate Wold at first.
Here comes the pitch from Hamill. Hamill to Moquette. And he's showing bunt. It's going to be...
He pops it up.
Yeah, big foul bunt. Interesting. So that's going to be strike number one. 0-1 the count.
Moquette trying to use his speed there to get on base.
A lot of power on that bunt here. I don't know if that's what they were looking for. But here we go. Hamill with the pitch to Moquette. Swing and a miss. And it's going to be actually foul tipped. So a little bit of contact there. That's strike number two.
Pitch was outside. Moquette just able to get his bat on it to foul it behind the plate. Hamill quickly up 0-2 in this at bat. Here comes the next pitch. Down in the dirt. Good block behind the plate from Smith. 1-2 here. Very efficient still, Hamill. 72nd pitch coming.
Oh, man, he has some great stuff. Here comes the pitch. Corner of the plate.
Moquette cannot believe it.
Strike numero tres. Wow, big-time strikeout from Hamill.
You see the look on Darlin Moquette's face?
It was pretty depressing, yeah. Wow. I mean, as a batter, you got to hate those. But it's just beautiful baseball. What a pitch by Hamill. Gives you an idea why he's still in the game. Here comes the pitch now to Chamberlain. And that one is going to be
ball one low.
Yeah.
As that was the second strikeout of the ball game for Darlin Moquette.
You got to love the stuff, though, Ryan, at this point in the game that we're seeing from Hamill, as this one is popped back. So 1-1 now going to be the count.
So Hamill now with five strikeouts in the ball game. This one down and in. Another good stop there from Brady Smith in the dirt.
Yeah, now with a 2-1 count, two outs, Hamill going to try to get it out of this inning. Here comes the pitch to Chamberlain, and this one catches the inside corner of the plate for strike two.
Good pitch there, down and in, catching the bottom corner of the strike zone.
Here comes Hamill now, getting his pitch from Smith.
Taking his time as the pitch count runs down. Appeal down to first.
Yep, so we're going to have a full count here as that one is going to be ruled a ball. You got to love it, Ryan, exciting baseball to kick off this series. 1-1. It's nice to see the Palm Beach Cardinals contend against a team like the Mets. Here comes the pitch from Hamill with a full count. And this one is going to be smacked over towards the left side of the field in foul territory. And not going to be able to get it as Lugo. It's going to be foul. So Chamberlain staying alive.
Lugo did a great job there to see if he could make a play on it. But that one kept on slicing foul behind his own dugout there.
That's right. The Mets trying to do everything they can do defensively. With nobody on the bags, though, a big hit can definitely make a difference here. Here comes the pitch. Hamill to Chamberlain. And this gets him, Ryan. What a big-time strikeout for Hamill as he punches the glove in excitement. And the Mets are able to take care of the Cardinals in this inning. Outstanding pitching by Hamill, Ryan. Unbelievable.
He said it. Gotta love the exuberance from Hamill. Like you said, punching his glove.
Felt like a football game there for a minute, huh? A lot of excitement here at the Dean, folks.
See a little let's go here as he's walking back to his own dugout.
That's right, folks. And we will be right back from the Dean. Exciting baseball here on your Tuesday night baseball. Palm Beach Cardinals 1, St. Lucie Mets 2. I mean, both tied at 1. We got a barn burner brewing. We'll be back. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, handing over the play-by-play duties to Ryan McDowell. My man, we got an exciting one. Here we go.
Let's do it here. Roy Garcia's first pitch of the inning swung on, grounded out to second base. Jack Thomas Wold, first pitch swinging here, ground out. So we have the St. Lucie Mets coming up.
What a game.
Next up is the number 8 hitter, catcher, Brady Smith. Yeah, you said it. Roy Garcia pulled a little Houdini act in that last inning, getting out of that.
He did. We'll see if that brings some confidence for him here in the top of the seventh inning. And we're at the point in the game, Ryan, where, it's any mistake counts, and you got to kind of hope that your pitching's going to carry you in the game now with Garcia 2-0 the count.
Yeah, nice block there by McKeithen. Next pitch coming from Garcia, losing his release point here as that pitch finds its way outside. Now 3-0 here to the Mets catcher. Garcia coming, next pitch swung on by Garcia, by Smith, down third base side. Strike one. A little surprising there to see Smith having a green light there at 3-0.
Yeah, and you know, somebody like him, you would think. And that one's going to be strike. Nice
next
pitch.
Caught by McKeithen up and in. Running this count full. Good job there by Garcia. Payoff pitch. Swung on by Smith just over the outstretched arms of Whalen for a base hit.
Yeah, man. Smith, Ryan, I guess. You know, I guess he felt like there was a pitch there he shouldn't have taken in that sequence, you know, when we're talking about the green light, but he made it up. A nice hit, and maybe that'll get things going for the Mets here. I mean, they do have 6 hits, Ryan. You know, you got to give it up to the Cardinals, keeping things 1-1 here with this explosive Mets team.
As the number 9 hitter in the lineup, second baseman Albert Suarez steps into a left-hand hitting batter's box, taking the first pitch outside, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes, 1 out. Suarez with the next pitch, swung on, foul ball down the left field side. Strike 1.
A gloomy in breezy Chevrolet Stadium.
That it is. Very eerie here.
Batman and Robin are here, so no worries.
Never fear.
Oh, this one's
swung
smacked.
On by Suarez. Short center field as Edinson Cruz makes his way in to make the play for the second out of the ballgame.
Yeah, the speedy Cruz, you saw it, Ryan, kind of getting in the middle of the bunch there, clearing the group and getting in time there for out number two. And you got to think, this is the type of game that if the Cardinals are going to win, they have to be able to make those easy plays, right? Take advantage of every opportunity. We both know that the Mets, even though they're a great team, they're not that great on the road. So this is a big chance for the Cardinals here.
Yeah, as you said earlier in this ballgame, every mistake is magnified here. Nice block behind the plate there by McKeithen.
Nice block by McKeithen.
Picking up his pitcher there, Garcia.
Looked like a goalie in the Stanley Cup there. Unbelievable. Nice grab.
Lightning need to sign him up here.
Yeah, and that's what I was talking about, man. That ball gets by you, there's a runner on second. That changes the dynamic.
Next pitch, just outside. Now 2-0 here to the Cardinals center fielder, Alex Ramirez. Garcia ready for the 2-0 pitch. Here it comes. Swung on by Ramirez. Foul behind the plate. Now 2-1. Smith, you would think, for a catcher, not too much speed. Not much of a lead over there at first.
No, Smith, though, at any opportunity, pass ball or whatever, you know he's going. So, like you said before, you know, that stop by McKeithen was clutch. Here comes the pitch from Garcia.
Very big. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Swung on by Ramirez. Down to third. Picked up. Throw over, and he got him. Ramirez is caught over there at first, hustling down the line for the third out. As it stays a 1-1 tie here on Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Back. Hopefully you had a good chance to stretch here as it is the middle of the seventh.
Stretchy stretch. What a game, Ryan, here at beautiful Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. It's a gloomy night, but it looks like a nice little, painting from a Picasso painting. It's a nice little background here with no rain, thank goodness, here at the Dean. But interesting game. I would say I'm mostly impressed by the Cardinals, just all around great defense, right? They really haven't let up a big play, a costly error, and I think that's been key here, holding it at 1-1.
Yeah, you said it. The Cardinals doing a great job defensively and pitching here as Roy Garcia came in relief of the starter, Alex Cornwell, keeping the Mets at bay, keeping it a tie ball game.
And that's got to be, for the Cardinals faithful, you got to be excited, you know, to start this series here and be in this position in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Definitely, as the Mets are doubling up the Cardinals here with six hits, but it is still a tie ball game. As we have the middle of the order here for the Cardinals, Brady Whalen, the first baseman, stepping in. Now 1-1, 2-0 count as that ball is in the dirt.
Hamill still in the game.
At Mets bullpen, the next pitch swung on, foul behind the plate for Whalen. Now 2-1.
Still in the game, still no activity. A lot of trust in Dominic Hamill to get the Mets through this game.
Gotta love it here. Bottom of the seventh. Now 83rd pitch on the way. Way high. Not able to get a hold of it is Brady Smith behind the plate. Now 3-1 count.
And you know, with the Mets, Ryan, that's what you gotta love. You know, this is a Mets team that likes to play old school baseball, keeping their pitchers in. This one is ripped.
Whalen just a bit early on that one. Great contact, though.
Ripped foul.
Taking it deep down the right field line. Foul.
Whalen with a lot of power. We've seen it this season, Ryan. 285, 22 RBIs, 6 home runs. Here comes the pitch.
Oh, he got him. Whalen completely frozen on that pitch.
And that's Hamill taking a little victory lap around the mound. How many strikeouts is that, Ryan? Man, bringing the heat.
Let me see if I can count. Oof. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Impressive. 85th pitch in the books. And another strikeout for Hamill.
Hamill's 7th strikeout is the first pitch to McKeithen is over the head of the third baseman Lugo. Gets to the wall as McKeithen makes the big turnaround first. And it is a stand-up double for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Backstop here. For a one-out double.
That's right. The Cardinals bench roaring with excitement. And that's a big-time hit, Ryan, by McKeithen.
Big-time life here for the Cardinals as you see a one-out double.
We saw Hamill with a big-time strikeout. The Cardinals answering with a stand-up double. Big point in the game here. Hamill versus Torres.
Here we go. As the DH for the Cardinals, John Torres steps in. First pitch swinging again over the outstretched arms of Junior Tillian. Keithen, but making his way back as we have runners on the corners here. One out.
Exciting baseball, ladies and gentlemen, here in the bottom of the seventh with one out. McKeithen on third. And with a runner on first. First and third with one out. This is a chance, Ryan, for the Cardinals and Jeremy Rivas now at the plate to get things going the right way, right? On the right way and maybe towards a victory here for the Cardinals. This is the chance.
Here we go as the Cardinals threaten, meeting on the mound as now we see finally a little activity out there in that Mets bullpen.
The first meeting on the mound here in a while, I would say, as Hamill has been on cruise control, Ryan, until now.
We will have the name and number for you in 1 second.
As we do have somebody in the pen warming up finally for the first time here in Jupiter.
First pitch here from Hamill to Rivas. Swung on deep down the right field line. Foul. Strike one. Not able to see at this time who it is in the pen. We will have it for you in a second here. Next pitch coming from Hamill.
Big moment in the game.
Pickoff move over to first.
Ooh, called safe. Just called safe, Ryan. Hamill to Wald there on the pickoff attempt.
Torres just able to get his hand back in there. Very dangerous.
Mets doing everything they can to get out number two.
Hamill set. Ready for the 0-1 pitch. Here it comes. Swung on by Rivas. Popped up down the first base side. Wald making his way over. Running out of room as it falls into the stands. Now 0-2.
Cardinals bench dugout anxiously waiting there, looking to see if the Cardinals can get on top. Would be a spark of relief for this. About a trying to close out the month strong. Here comes the pitch from Hamill to Rivas. Oh!
Another pickoff move over there. As Torres once again dives back into first.
Keeping safe. Torres busy.
Keeping a close eye over there on the DH for the Cardinals. Torres. Shortstop Rivas waiting for the 0-2 pitch. Here it comes. Swung on. Foul behind the plate. As Brady Smith not able to get a handle on it. As it stays 0-2.
Majority of the Mets players leaning over the dugout there in support of their team trying to get out of this inning with one out. Hamill still on the mound.
91st pitch coming as the next pitch is swung on, grounded past the diving Wald for a RBI single here from Jeremy Rivas as the Cardinals take a 2-1 lead.
Let's get the party started here at the Dean, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan, what a hit by Rivas, and the Cardinals able to get run number two, a big run number two.
Clutch here.
That was the type of feel good hit where, you know, if they make it, you know, they're going to look pretty good for the next couple innings. You know, that was a momentum type of hit. Timely hitting, perfectly paced right behind the first baseman.
Very timely. It was a complete rocket down the line, beating the diving Wold here as we have a meeting on the mound.
Hamill, Ryan, who was pounding his glove not too long ago, is now finds himself...
Now in some trouble here after three straight hits, after getting a strikeout to start the inning.
Still an impressive night, you know, for Hamill. You're asking a lot, 91 pitches. You know, you just got the pen going, so we'll see if Hamill can get out of this one. But he's in trouble, Ryan. First and second, Bell. And here's the pitch as that one's fouled.
As I see, it is number 40. In the bullpen.
Did you track it down?
I finally got it. Thank goodness.
Thank you, my friend.
Number 40 for the St. Lucie Mets in the bullpen.
Ryan doing the private detective duties from the booth, binoculars and all. Gotta love it.
Next pitch here to Cabell. Strike. Now quickly 0-2 here to the Cardinals right fielder.
Hamill now 93rd pitch in the books, Ryan. Wow. What a night of work.
Gotta love the length, but giving up the lead here to the Cardinals. 0-2 here. Inside. Just missing Cabell. Now 1-2.
You know, this is a guy, a prospect that the Mets look for as a starter, trying to pick up some innings here, and he did so tonight.
A lot to like here. Next pitch swung on by Cabell. Foul behind the dugout here as it stays 1-2. Yeah, a lot to like here from Dominic Hamill.
And a lot to like if you're a Palm Beach Cardinals fan. I mean, this team has turned it around in this back half of the game. Taking the lead, Ryan, but not only that, really trying to pour it on with every opportunity. You've seen some really sound defense on the other side, not giving up any mistakes, as you really saw in the first part of the season.
Yeah, got to keep the clamps on if you're going to keep the lead here against these division leading St. Lucie Mets. Next pitch comes in the dirt here as Hamill runs the count even 2-2.
Cardinals looking to take a little page out of the Jupiter Hammerheads book, a team that they share the locker room here with at the Dean. They were able to pull within six games of the Mets.
Next pitch down in the dirt as now is a full count to Elijah Cabell.
Cardinals dugout roaring in excitement as the count is now full. The discipline from Cabell.
Great discipline as we still have two men of Palm Beach Cardinals. Hamill ready for his 98th pitch. Here it comes. Swung on by Cabell to short. Throws to second, and that will be all they'll get for the second out. Cabell hustling his way all the way down the first baseline.
Yeah, so Suarez stepping on the bag there. The Mets go for the putout at second base, now leaving runners on first and third for the Cardinals. But as we were mentioning before, Ryan, you know, at this point in the game, you got to feel good if you're coach Gary Kendall and you're on this Palm Beach Cardinals team. You know, it's anything goes. It's a whole new season now in the second half on the season. It's a long season still. And they're not that far out of it in the division, right? In a third place kind of grip there. They're well behind the Hammerheads, but they've been playing some good baseball lately. I know they've lost the last three, but tonight's a good night if you're a Cardinals fan. Lots of hope. 2-1 so far. Very nice.
Yeah, keep fighting their way back. As you said earlier, a few games back, combined no-hitter for the Palm Beach Cardinals as we see a new pitcher coming in the ballgame for the St. Lucie Mets. Number 40, the right-hander, Jace Beck. Beck going to take his time with some warm-up pitches here as he will inherit runners on the corners with two outs for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
That's right. Beck going to try to keep the Mets in the game.
Now let's see here. Beck comes in 6'7", 231 here out of Tuttle, Oklahoma. 22nd round pick in the 2019 draft here for the St. Lucie Mets.
From Oklahoma. And these warm-up pitches are brought to you by the Kids Club, ladies and gentlemen. Come to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That's right, on Saturdays. So much going on. So many activities for fans 15 and under. And don't forget, Friday nights, all-you-can-eat nights, every third Friday of the month. And then you got the dog dick. Bring your little doggy or your big doggy here. It's A-OK every fourth Friday of the month here at the Dean. So lots of promos going on, lots of fun stuff going on here at the Dean. And, of course, lots of exciting baseball. And if the Palm Beach Cardinals continue to play like this, it's definitely worth the ticket, right? Tickets starting at $6 here at the Dean, Ryan. How about that?
Cheap and definitely worth it with the nice baseball here. Palm Beach Cardinals now leading 2-1 here. Runners on the corners, two outs, as the third baseman Sander Mora steps in. Jace Beck, first pitch, swung on by Mora, popped up, foul behind the plate. So nobody can find it as it went behind the roof here.
Still breezy, but a quiet breeze here as the clouds look to be maybe passing the other way.
Beck with his next pitch, ooh, way behind the plate. Smith with a quick recovery, and he tags out the runner heading to the plate,
wow.
Rivas.
The ball getting past Smith, Ryan, and just in time. What, it smacked back, hit the backstop, bounced back right into Smith's hands, and the play at the plate gets him out.
What a mistake there from Rivas. Quick reaction heading to the plate, but a rocket to the backstop, straight back to Smith with a quick reaction of his own to make the tag for the third out of the ballgame. Now, with the Palm Beach Cardinals taking the lead here, 2-1, we will be back for the top of the eighth here at the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues milk and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov.
We are back for the top of the eighth inning here. Roy Garcia coming back now with the lead. First pitch to Stanley Consuegra, swung on deep down left field line. Foul.
Just way foul. Jeez.
Whew. So we all breathe a sigh of relief here.
Yeah, let me take my breath again.
Wow, Consuegra got a lot of that one.
Yeah, and Chamberlain with his reaction, you thought it was out of here, but that one foul.
Yeah, he took a few steps, but he knew he had no chance to get that one. The next pitch outside, ball one. Here comes Garcia. Next pitch picked up in the dirt by McKeithen. Now 2-1 here to the Mets left fielder. Next pitch, Garcia working quickly. Swung on, swinging a miss here from Consuegra. Now evening the count here. It's Garcia, 2-2. Working quickly, next pitch, just outside. Garcia now runs the count full against Stanley Consuegra. Next pitch, swung on, swing and a miss by Consuegra as he is down on strikes for the first out of the inning.
Talk about some redemption, Ryan. In his 36th pitch, Garcia making it happen here.
Redemption indeed, as the first pitch looked to be out.
Nice.
As he gets Consuegra on strikes as the shortstop Junior Tillian steps in, taking first pitch strikes. Tillian with a decent average there, 275, 24 RBIs here. Garcia in with the second pitch, changeup just outside, ball one. Tillian good at letting that one go. Next pitch, swung on to the first base side. Whalen picks it up free, unassisted here for the putout. Now two outs here for the reliever for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Roy Garcia.
So another batter retired there, second one of the inning. Two outs here. I'm going to bring up Lugo.
Here comes the cleanup man for the St. Lucie Mets, third baseman William Lugo, as he takes first pitch outside, ball one. Garcia with a good pace to him, working quickly here. As he winds up for the next pitch, just low. Now 2-0 to the Mets cleanup man. Garcia ready, next pitch. Catches the corner here. Now 2-1. Garcia working quickly. Here we go. Wind up. Next pitch. Just outside. Now 3-1 count.
With nobody on base, Garcia wants to keep things in line now.
Garcia, next pitch, way inside. He lost him. As Lugo works the walk here, as that will bring up the St. Lucie Mets right fielder, Omar De Los Santos.
De Los Santos. Been a busy night for him, Ryan. But with two outs here. Runner on first, though, so you know the Mets are going to try to do what they can to threaten.
Yeah, see if he can do anything. Lugo, not much of a lead over there first. De Santos swung on foul as Chamberlain made his way, but knew he couldn't get there. Lugo has to make his way slowly back to first. Garcia looking into the plate, getting the sign he likes. Next pitch, curveball. High. 1-1. De Los Santos being patient here at the plate, trying to wait for his pitch. Next pitch coming, swung on in the gap here. Chamberlain making his way, picked up there by center fielder Denson Cruz, caught for a third out of the inning.
Big time out there for the Cardinals, Ryan. Getting them this out of this inning with a big catch. Still in the lead. We're going to be coming back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, folks. Tuesday night baseball. What do you think so far of the game, Ryan? I mean, we're approaching the back half of the game, right? Couple innings here. Just a couple more opportunities for the Mets. So far, the Cardinals look good.
Yeah, I love it. Great job by the Cardinals here. Both offensively, but mainly defensively in my eyes. The pitching here, doing a great job by the reliever Roy Garcia, and the defense behind him picking him up, helping him out, especially his catcher McKeithen behind the plate, blocking a bunch of tough pitches in the dirt, catching them, whizzing past him.
Yeah, and I think Roy Garcia in relief, right, he's now has over 40 pitches in the game. I think he's a big reason for that. You know, he started off a little bit rocky. But the Cardinals, you got to give it up to their offense, right? Heads-up baseball, no home runs in the game, really. And not really any big-time RBIs you can think of, but a lot of heads-up baseball. But just 2-1. So you got to think in these next couple innings, we're going to look for some insurance out of the Cardinals' offense. And obviously, we got the Mets in relief here after what I would say was a very afink with the pitcher in that spot. 90-plus pitches, only yeah, allowing two runs, which weren't all his fault, I would say.
Yeah, Hamill did a great job, but unfortunately in line for the loss here as the Cardinals have the lead here, 2-1. We have a new pitcher on the mound here for the St. Lucie Mets. It is number 16, right-hander Trey McLaughlin. As he comes in ready to face the third baseman, Sander Mora, for the Cardinals. First pitch swung on, first strike to Mora. He has to reset himself after Rivas was thrown out at the plate in that last half inning. McLaughlin ready. Next pitch swung on again by Mora. Way outside. It is quickly 0-2 here to the Cardinals' third baseman. McLaughlin looking into the plate. Ready. Set for his next pitch. Here it comes. Swung on by Mora. Deep down the left field line. Consueger walking back. It is caught for the first out.
Wow, 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 Ryan. Talk about defense. Tricky defense, because that ball's all over the place, and the lighting right now in the stadium's a little bit funky with the clouds, right? So that was heads-up baseball. What a play by Consuera at the warning track on top of all things. If he misses that ball, that might be a triple.
Yeah, you know the speed of Mora heading around the first base, making that big turn over there. Gave that one a ride, but nice job by Consuegra making the play.
That was huge.
Now we have the number 9 hitter in the lineup, Adenson Cruz, the center fielder, taking the first pitch strike. McLaughlin, already 4 pitches, 4 strikes. Here we go. Next pitch, check swing. Strike call behind the plate by home plate umpire Garrett Griffin to Adenson Cruz. McLaughlin working quickly. Next pitch coming. Swung on. Pitch in the dirt. In the left-handed hitting batter's box. Cruz is down on strikes. 1-2-3 pitches.
Yeah, big strikeout there from McLaughlin. And let me tell you something, Ryan. The Mets are going to try to do everything they can right now. They know they have one more opportunity coming in the top of the ninth. Trying to keep the game within reach.
Yeah, if you're the Cardinals, you do not want to give them any life here. As the second baseman, Darlin Moquette, steps in and takes first pitch strike. McLaughlin already 7 pitches. Every single one of them for a strike is that one in the dirt. Good block there by Smith. A little self-preservation there. As it is 1-1 here to Moquette. You see Chamberlain in the on deck circle. Next pitch swung on by Moquette. Strike 2. Way out in front of that pitch. Now 1-2 here. Here comes the next pitch. Check swing. Appeal down to first. No swing here.
No swing.
Now evening up the count here to Darlin Moquette, Cardinals second baseman. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. McLaughlin looking in, getting the sign. Pitch clock winding down. 1, just getting it off. Swung on, grounded to third. Strong throw over there, just getting Moquette at the base.
Wow.
Nice hustle there, but he is down.
Good. What a throw.
Great throw over there by William Lugo. Getting that chopper and making a strong throw over there to third to first base, excuse me, to his teammate Jack over there by Darlin Moquette down the line, though. He almost beat it out, but it was not to be.
That's right. We're sticking with you here, folks, as we approach the top of the ninth inning. And a big laser line throw, as we mentioned, Ryan, to close out the bottom of the eighth inning. And now the Mets with their final opportunity to get things going here as the rain is just starting to come down.
No.
Houdini has spoken, but it's a kind Houdini tonight in the ninth inning, the top half of the inning here. So the rain has hit us. It's coming down pretty,
you see the
pretty rampant here.
Ladies in the stands running back for cover here.
Yeah, it's it's not a scene out of the movie Twister, the epic tornado movie from the early 90s, but what I will tell you is it's a nice, pleasant surprise here. We knew it was coming.
Need a little bit of a sprinkle here, but does not look like it will be enough to halt play as the umpires Ooh, there it is. Never mind. As home plate umpire Garrett Griffin halts play, the Cardinals will make their way back to the dugout. We have a rain delay here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Looks like the tarp might be coming out, or we'll see. The field crew is running to get some protection on here on the field.
Let's go, guys. Take care of this diamond here. No tarp out as of yet. See if they're out to get it. There it is.
There it is. There it is. We have a tarp alert. And definitely a weather alert as people running for cover.
The rain comes steadily down. First out to protect the mound, and then here comes the big one over home plate first.
I love your play-by-play of the crew covering the field. It's just so good, Ryan. And you know, it's a little deflating here. We were
up for a fantastic finish here. Palm Beach Cardinals up 2-1 here, looking to finish it off. Roy Garcia trying to get the save in this tight 2-1 ball game.
So obviously a hiccup in the road here. Whether they will continue this one, I mean, I guess at this point, if they weren't going to continue it, I guess they would give the victory to the Cardinals at this point. I mean, unless they're going to make up the half inning or the inning of play.
Yeah, who knows? Finish it off before the next game tomorrow night. Just play a half inning as a little warm-up.
Yeah, maybe.
As the Mets bullpen is quickly covered, followed by the Cardinals bullpen over and right field foul ground there. Infield not covered as of yet. Home plate covered now. As every single fan in this ballpark making their way to cover here.
Well, let's take a look at the box score. 6 hits across the board for both your Mets and the Palm Beach Cardinals, as we have the official call, a rain delay. So nothing called yet, just delayed as of right now.
Okay.
As we, I don't know what the way things look like, Ryan. I don't know how your meteorologist skills are. I don't know how it looks. I mean, I do see a break in the clouds there.
We just collectively hold our breath here so we can hope to finish this one out, try to get the win for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Edge even closer in the standings to these division leading St. Lucie Mets.
So a quick review of the game, folks. If you look at the pitching tonight from the Mets, we saw 6.5 innings out of Hamill tonight, Ryan, allowing 6 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned runs. So on the night, like I mentioned, I thought he had a great game. You know, we saw McLaughlin in relief, 1 inning of work, 1 strikeout. So altogether, the Mets through 8 innings, allowing those 6 hits, just those 2 earned runs. But when you don't get the offense going at all, you know, those hits and those runs matter, and that's where we're at in the game. And as far as the Cardinals go, you got to be quite surprised and quite happy too with the way things have gone with the Cardinals maintaining this lead, right? Being able to hold on to the 2-1 lead. Something that they really have had challenges with throughout the season. So far in this game, as we're delayed, we saw Cornwall with 5 innings pitched, Ryan, allowing 4 hits, 1 run, one of them earned, 6 strikeouts. And then we saw Garcia come in, and that's where we're at with Garcia. 3 innings so far in the books for Garcia, allowing 2 hits, no earned runs, none of that, and 2 strikeouts. So good pitching. We're in a grip here, 2-1. Still within reach for the Mets. Hopefully they can get this 9th inning in, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, tough here to break up the momentum here for the Palm Beach Cardinals, as Roy Garcia was already on the mound getting some warm-up pitches, trying to finish it off in relief. See if he can get those last 4 innings here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. We will await the decision as it becomes ever darker here in the sky over
well
Jupiter.
It is nighttime, so you would hope it does get dark at some point, or else we might just have a full day here for the first time ever in history. But, Ryan, I do hope this game picks up, and the rain seems to be dying out. If you take a look, it looks like... maybe just a slight drizzle now. So we are delayed here.
Hold out hope here. See if we could finish up as the both umpires come out of the St. Lucie Mets dugout. Looking around. See if they could scope out the situation here. Grounds crew making their way to the diamond. Clean up the infield. Home plate umpire Gary Griffin speaking to a member of the grounds crew.
Not a lot of offense, as we said, at least on the boards. We did have six hits per both ball clubs there, Ryan. But I would tell you, a lot of men left on base tonight, right? That's the one big opportunity if you look at challenges that you can pinpoint throughout the game. But you know what? Starting off the week, the day off, might be a good thing for the Palm Beach Cardinals, though, right? I would say after a rough month, and, you know, a good last 10 games, this is a good position to be in if you're the Palm Beach Cardinals. So, obviously, we'll see if it looks like they might want to finish this game out.
Yeah, as the tarp comes off of the plate, as they're
it's
just
coming off,
folding it up like a burrito here.
Oh, that burrito looks so good, Ryan.
Making myself hungry. My goodness.
I love it.
Grounds crew making their way around the infield, cleaning it up from that light drizzle we just had.
Well, it's picking up again. Holy moly. Here it comes again.
My goodness.
Come on.
Make it stop as the tarp comes back on over the home plate.
It's coming back on.
My goodness.
The ump's looking helplessly. I know, guys.
We had hope for just 1 second as it was quickly sniffed out.
Yeah, it's smacking the ground pretty hard now. So obviously the Mets will be here all week. And they have an impressive win loss ratio, folks. You know, with a first place lead in this division. 40 wins, you know, with the young season halfway point. They can maintain their lead in this division in the second half. And you also got to be excited, Ryan, for the guys that share the locker room here, right? The Jupiter Hammerheads with a big win on Father's Day, closing out the weekend here. Now on the road, but they got a lot of hope into the second half of the season. I mean, impressive with a winning record and only 6.5 games behind the Mets. So a lot going on at the Dean, folks. A lot of good baseball to watch. Get behind your hometown teams here. Palm Beach Cardinals doing a lot better, and the Hammerheads really jockeying for position.
Yeah, definitely a chance here for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Like you said, only 6.5 games back, as these two teams, the Hammerheads and the Mets, just split their 6-game series last week. 3 games apiece to each team.
That's right.
Not going either way.
And around the league right now, talking about the Jupiter Hammerheads, they're tied 2-2. Let me see where that game's at there.
Speaking of ties.
Yeah, Jupiter's tied 2-2. Right now in the bottom of the fifth. Looks like all the games across the league are going on except this one right now. But that's okay.
The rain's steadily coming down here. So Ed Sheeran song comes on.
Oh, yeah. Well, folks, I guess we'll take a little break, Brian, right?
Yeah.
Take a little break, maybe regroup.
See if we can have an update when we come back for you.
Maybe go to the bathroom for the first time in a while. You know, sounds like a good time, folks. Walter Works here, Ryan McDowell, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We'll definitely be back. At least give you an update of what's going on. I know, you guys like us want to see this game in the books, and hopefully, the Palm Beach Cardinals, when we come back, can seal the deal. But right now, we are tied. I mean, we are stuck here in a rain delay in the ninth inning. Rain looks like it might slow down. Hopefully, we're gonna give it a couple minutes here. We'll be back from the Dean here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network on MILB.com.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement. Yourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
we are back for the top of the ninth inning. As when we were on break, the rain has stopped. The tarps are off. Warming up. Jorge Garcia back on the mound. Getting his last few warm-up pitches. Infielders throwing the ball around.
Yeah, the tarps are off. The tarps are off, and the Mets have finally made it back onto the field here. Looks like they were expecting the rain to pour on, but it has stopped here. Maybe like a slight little drizzle here and there, but they're going to get this game underway and try to close it out here. The Cardinals are, Ryan, very impressive so far with an opportunity to close it out in the top of the ninth.
Thank goodness we have a chance to finish it off. I was hoping we wouldn't have a doubleheader tomorrow with a one half of the inning.
Yeah.
But Roy Garcia will have a chance to finish it off with the 6-7 hitter, 6-7-8 hitters in the lineup due up. The DH, Carlos Dominguez, stepping up to the right-handed hitting batter's box to face Garcia. Ready for his 48th pitch of the ball game here. A little mixed, 21 balls, 26 strikes to this point.
So here we are, top of the ninth inning to close it out.
Whoa, it's the first pitch of the inning. Drills Dominguez.
Ay, 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 Ryan. Drilling Dominguez right in the shoulder there as he's going to take an easy ride to first. And look, that's not how you want to start the top of this ninth inning, especially after a rain delay. Hitting the batter is Garcia and giving up a costly base to the Mets.
No, it is not. As we see a left-hander up in the bullpen for the Palm Beach Cardinals. We will get the name and number in a second for you here as Garcia has a man on and the first baseman up, Jack Thomas Wald. First pitch swung on, popped up, shallow center field, everybody racing in. Shortstop, Jeremy Rivas calls everybody off to make the first out.
So Wald popping up for Garcia and the Cardinals, out number one here in the top of the ninth, Ryan. So Garcia trying to secure the save here with the Mets last licks here in the top of the ninth inning.
Mistake in the first pitch by Garcia hitting Dominguez, and then Wald lets him off the hook there, popping the first pitch up as the first pitch of the at-bat to Brady Smith is in for strike one. Garcia set, ready for the next pitch. Here comes, whoa, up and in to Brady Smith as that one nearly hit him as well.
Yeah, Garcia showing some lack of control here in the top of the ninth inning. A tough spot for him with a runner on first and one out. Cardinals trying to seal the deal here. The first win of the series. Here comes the pitch.
Next pitch swung on, popped behind the plate here. Now it is a 1-2 count.
So Brady Smith, not the biggest bat at the plate, but we saw a hit from him early on. The catcher trying to make something happen here in the top of the ninth.
Garcia set. Pickoff move over there first. Dominguez back. Nice quick move over there first.
Yeah, big opportunity for Garcia. Asking for three innings. And a save is a lot, but the Cardinals not bucking down as they're trying to win this one here.
Garcia set, ready for the next pitch. Curveball inside as he evens the count here to the catcher, Brady Smith, 2-2.
Yeah, Cardinals are warming up somebody in the pen if Garcia can't make it happen.
Ooh, as now we see a lefty and a right-hander in the Cardinals bullpen here. Next pitch swung on by Smith, swinging a miss. Garcia sets him down on strikes for the second out of the inning.
A big second out, Ryan, for Garcia. A big time strikeout, and you gotta just think that Coach Gary Kent. I mean, he's being aggressive right now. He's got two guys warming up, everybody looking on as they look for Garcia to close things out in the mound. What a big time save this would be from Garcia, asking for three plus innings and then making it happen after a rain delay.
Yeah, he knows they need to get the win here. As the number nine hitter in the lineup, second baseman Albert Suarez steps in. I'm sorry, we have a pinch hitter Raul Barrascienta.
Yeah, Barrascienta with a .286 average, 7 RBIs, 4 home runs, pitch hitting.
He take first pitch strike. Garcia set. Next pitch, curveball. Just missing the inside corner, apparently. Evening the count, 1-1. Barrascienta frozen on that last curveball, but missing the zone. Garcia now 2 outs, man on first. Next pitch, heater outside, ball 2. Dominguez with no lead to speak of over there at first. Barrascienta taking his time at the plate. Next pitch from Garcia, another one outside. Now 3-1 here to the pinch hitter.
Yeah, Garcia approaching his 59th pitch of the evening. Now with a 3-1 count and a runner on first and 2 outs, trying to get out this game with a win.
Next pitch, swung on by Barrascienta. Foul behind the plate. Okay. Now runs it full.
So this is it, Ryan. Full count here. Two outs. Garcia trying to close it out. Garcia versus Barrascienta.
Here we go as the Mets are down to their last strike. Garcia set. Next pitch. Swung on. Swing and a miss by Barrascienta. Garcia finishes it off. Cardinals get the win here. 2-1. Taking this ball game from the St. Lucie Mets.
What a win by the Palm Beach Cardinals. Wow, Ryan. Garcia coming in. Plus inning save. What a night of work by the starting pitcher and in relief as well. Garcia closing out the game and starting off the week just right for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Looking for a productive June, looking to roll into the new month with a whole different story than the first half of the month looked like. The Palm Beach Cardinals with a big win, Ryan. We saw it here. 2-1. A nice start to this series here in Jupiter. With rain threatening, the game able to finish here at Roger Deems Chevrolet Stadium. What a game. What a win for the Cardinals, Ryan.
You said it. You spoke earlier in this ballgame talking about the momentum that the Cardinals achieved getting that combined no-hitter earlier. Now keeping it going here with a clutch win. Getting the saves. 4 innings strong from Roy Garcia in relief of his starter, lefty Alex Cornwell. Quality start, 5 innings. Giving up 1 run, but gets the win. Cornwell and the Cardinals. We will be back in 2 seconds here with our post-game report. Ryan McDowell, Walter Works on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in Chloe phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Ladies and gentlemen, Walter Works, Ryan McDowell here in the booth. And what a big win for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Ryan. An unbelievable win, I thought. A feel-good win to start this series on top of the St. Lucie Mets. A big win, 2-1. What did you think, Ryan? Who's your player of the game? I'm curious. With the lack of offense, not a big offensive game, who was your player of the game?
Yeah, huge win here, like you said, from the Palm Beach Cardinals, getting that 2-1 victory. For a player of the game here, gotta look closely. It's really hard to say any of these offensive players, so I gotta go with the starter here. The lefty, southpaw, Alex Cornwell, going five, only one run, one walk, six strikeouts, picking up the win. Who you got, Walter, player of the game?
I'm going to go with Garcia, Ryan.
The reliever.
Yeah, the reliever. I got to go with him. You know, you inspired me a little bit going with the great pitching of Cornwell. And you know what? None of that is even looked at if it wasn't with Garcia coming in relief, right? He pitched a great game. We're talking about four innings of work, Ryan, in relief. So two starters, the two-headed monster tonight for the Palm Beach Cardinals, and you gotta love it. You talked about the stat line for Cornwell. Talk about Garcia coming in and securing the save, but not just that, right? Four innings of work, just two hits, four strikeouts, and let me tell you, man, just one walk. You gotta love it, Ryan. I thought it was a great game, all-around pitching for the Palm Beach Cardinals, and now we're in the point of the season. Heading into July, going to try to close out the month strong. What a week to do it with the St. Lucie Mets visiting here. So a big win. I go with Garcia. But, of course, the pitching was the highlight of the night.
That it was. Not usually seen the four-inning save here from the righty, Roy Garcia. The control left him a little bit late in that ball game, hitting the first batter of the inning, Carlos Dominguez. But quickly getting the last three hitters pop out and then finish him off with two straight strikeouts as the Cardinals had two men up in the bullpen just in case things got hairy here. But Garcia coming up clutch, finishing it off for the Cardinals, getting that great 2-1 ball game victory, inching ever closer in the division to the St. Lucie Mets.
Looks like a whole new night here now, right? Like it never rained?
Yeah, it does.
Gotta love it, man. Baseball's just a weird game. A weird, beautiful game. So many emotions tonight, Ryan. I'm so happy, though, that the Palm Beach Cardinals were able to pull out this team, right? Because we talked about earlier the guys they share the locker room here with, the Jupiter Hammerheads. They're playing some good baseball right now, so it's time to see. It's nice to see the rivals in the stadium. The Cardinals do the same thing. Nice for the hometown crowd here.
Yeah, maybe getting a little momentum here from their dugout sharing rival, the Jupiter Hammerheads, picking up a win against the St. Lucie Mets here. Cardinals doing a great job defensively, both pitching and in the field here, getting the victory. Happy to be with you here, Walter.
That's right, Ryan. Another great night. Love working with you. Walter Works and Ryan McDowell here. Don't forget, folks, Wednesday through Saturday, fans in the stands here at the Dean. And it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a dandy this week with the first place Mets visiting your Palm Beach Cardinals. So we're going to wrap things up here, folks. Thank you so much for listening to us. We do appreciate it here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network on MILB.com. It's been a delight. I hope we get to do it again soon, Ryan. An off night, I would say. It was a weird night with the weather. I'm so happy we got a chance to finish it. You know, that's always a positive. But nevertheless, however you get it, the Palm Beach Cardinals with a big win. Always a great time, my man. Thank you so much, Ryan McDowell. Walter Works here. Another great night at the Dean.
Yeah, thank goodness Mother Nature smiled on us for that last half inning. Let us finish it off. Drive safe, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow night back in the ballpark. Palm Beach Cardinals getting the win here, 2-1. Thank you for the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Ryan McDowell, Walter Works. Have a good night, everyone.
We'll see you soon, folks.